time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie today, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be in the Portmarnock area, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill just below our studio is well worth popping into. The food is fantastic. The atmosphere in the bar is lovely and cozy. I just love the place and they're very good to us as well. So if you're around this area, pop in to the White Sands Hotel. So, coming up on today's show.
So would I do time for my kids? 100% I would. Because if I don't do it and I don't protect them, I am not doing my job as a parent.
Look, you are doing your job as a parent. It's not your fault that something else or your control has bullied your child.
That is just some of the reaction that we got on this topic today. And the topic is all related to a very long email that we got earlier today from one of our regular listeners. We are just calling this listener L in order to protect her identity. But it's a shocking email. It floored me earlier on when it arrived into our inbox. Hi, Opinions Matter. I'm actually in tears writing this. And I'm begging you to talk about it because I don't know what to think. Let this also be a warning to other parents to always know what is going on in the dressing rooms and on the pitch at your kids' football club. My 16-year-old son, Harry, who is autistic, plays with, and she gave us the name of the football club, but we can't for legal reasons read it out, and has done so since he was a child. Just before Christmas, we found out that he was being picked on during matches and training, and even more so behind the scenes in the changing rooms before and after. Our boy is the quietest, sweetest 16-year-old boy you will ever meet. He'd never hurt a fly, and despite his diagnosis, he really tries his best to be friends with everyone and put himself out there. We only found out about the bullying because another kid on the team told his parents, and the parents came to us and told us. We went to the coach and to the club manager at the time about it and told them that it has to stop. We don't want to take him out of the club because he enjoys it and has people he likes there and who he knows and is comfortable with. Anyway, last night, one of his teammates knocked on our front door to tell us about what our son was subjected to by these animals recently. Basically, some of the other boys have been calling him names and being rough with him for a while now, but recently things got worse. We were told that on Monday evening at training, some of the other kids on the team hid his bag with his phone, anti-anxiety medication and inhaler in it, and wouldn't tell him where it was until he sang a song for them. They also threatened him and were fizzing up their drink bottles and spraying it at him. They hit his glasses and his shoes. And we were told recently that on another occasion, they pulled down his shorts and his boxers in front of the whole team and kept chanting the words baby dick at him. The sad thing is that our son didn't really realise the malice behind it. And we were told he seemed a bit confused by it. I'm just using the word he because she actually gives me her son's name, but I don't want to name him. He never told us any of this. And I don't know if he fully understands the scale of the general nastiness that these kids are at. He is such a trusting kid and just wants to be accepted by his peers and be a normal teenager. The problem I'm having at home here is that my husband now wants to take matters into his own hands and teach these little bastards a lesson himself. I've never seen him so angry in our 20 years together. I've told him that violence isn't the answer, but he tells me it's the only way to make it stop and that they deserve it. And I am in two minds about it because I'm so upset myself too and so, so angry. But is this the right way to deal with it? What should I do? Do I try and reason with my husband to not do it? Or do I just leave him to it? Please let me know what you think about this. We're devastated that our son has experienced this. And honestly, we just feel so sickened by it. And that's from a lady that we are just calling L. And like I said, when I read that today, I was like, whoa, my God almighty. I was genuinely shocked. And I know, Katie, I forwarded it on to you.
Like, yeah. I'm not an emotional person.
I forwarded the email on to you straight
that
away.
Is like, and when you sent it, every time I've read, so I read this email earlier and it literally had me in tears. Mm. And then, do you know what I find so sad about it? Is that he doesn't even understand
the significance of what's happening to him. Like when you read, like, they robbed his bag with his phone, his anti-anxiety medication, and then they hid his glasses and his shoes. They made him sing.
I'm sorry for getting.
It is upsetting. It's very, very upsetting.
I don't have children with additional needs, so I can't even imagine what it's like for a parent of a child with additional needs. Your child is extra vulnerable, and you know, it probably took that child a long time to trust and get to be comfortable in this situation. Sometimes stuff I hear on this show makes me sick, and this just, it's just horrific. Honestly, it's just horrible. Mm. It really is just horrible. Imagine pulling down the porch. Imagine that being your child.
No, it's horrific.
And they pull down your child's pants in front of everyone.
No, it's absolutely horrific. Okay, but the question is, and this is really why Elle contacted us, Daddy, and understandably, I understand how this father is fit to kill. He is filled with rage. They've already complained to the club about this. The question is, this dad wants to know, or Mammy wants to know, should she just let Daddy take the law into his own hands and go down and give these young fellas a...
If I were the wife, I'd be, yeah, go down and break their legs.
Oh, well, no, you're not going to be breaking legs now.
Listen, how old is the child? 16.
16, yeah. So yeah, the lads are 16 and 17, yeah.
They're old enough for hiding. Go down and break their legs.
Oh, that's the answer, is it?
Yeah.
That's the answer to deal with this?
Yeah.
It's not really, is it?
It is. Not everything's about
violence.
White.
Violence to deal with violence.
They targeted the most vulnerable person.
I get all that. And like I said, Katie, when I got the email today, I was horrified. I really was. And I understand this father's rage. I understand this father's anger when I hear of all the things. And I even, it's just, the anger is made even worse because the young fella doesn't even get the severity of what's happening to him. That's the bit that makes me really,
that's
annoyed.
That's what really
However, to go and take on these young fellas yourself and give them whatever he's planning to do, I don't know whether he's just going to go down and shout at them or give them a dig or whatever. I understand why he might want to, but I don't think it's the answer. I think he needs to get back onto the club again and try and deal with it that way.
No.
Now, one of the problems
is probably
the young fella that knocked at her door the other night probably wouldn't testify or give evidence or be a witness.
Break their legs. Break their legs. They deserve it.
You can't be going breaking legs, for God's sake.
No,
by the way, you are still talking about kids. They're all under 18.
They're not 7 and 8 years old. Even at that 7 or 8, you'd know.
They're not 18, though.
My five-year-old son would know never to treat someone like this. These are people who are almost adults.
Understand that. I'm not saying it's not horrific. I'm just saying dealing with it with violence is not the way to deal with it.
If it was my son and my husband wasn't going to do anything about it, no, he would, and I'd support him. He would. He'd do time. I would get someone to do it, and I would make sure that those little shits knew never, ever even to look crossways at him again.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation.
Do you know what I feel sorry for? I feel sorry for any parent listening who is a parent of a child.
Oh, absolutely.
It's horrible for any parent to think you send your kid out into the world for that to happen. But a parent with additional needs, I can't even imagine what it takes to, you know, your child gets this freedom and, you know, they're going out into the world and this happens to them because they're vulnerable and they're an easy target. Like an autistic child. This is the part. An autistic child who doesn't even understand. Like, absolutely.
I'm sure he understands. He just doesn't understand the severity of it. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation like Jonathan does.
Good afternoon, Adrian and Katie. Just listening to the topic here and now. That's absolutely shocking. Absolutely heartbreaking stuff that is for that lad, the mother. And yeah, the father, Jesus Christ, you'd be going off your head if you found a thing like that about your son. Where are the coaches and all this? I coach young kids 3 times a week, boxing, and I done football last year. There's no way you allow that kind of stuff to go go on. Absolutely no blame. Why should you be allowing that kind of stuff to go on? Nah, it's absolutely shocking, that is. I don't know what the father should do there. Get the guards onto it. But that's absolutely bleeding shocking behaviour, lads. It really is. Like I said, it wouldn't happen around me. No blame way. You don't send kids to football and whatever sport it is to be bullied and have their pants pulled down and stuff like that. I'd be going off my head myself. And if that father must have some restraint not to be down there already pulling people's bleeding heads off. Absolutely disgusting. Disgusting vile behaviour.
Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lorraine. None the better of getting that email earlier today, I have to be honest.
No, I feel so sorry for that child. That is disgusting. It is vile. It is sick. Like, I'm sorry. I'm with the dad on this. That was my child. I'd be down there and I would batter each and every single one of them. They're not kids. They're 16, 17. They know better. They're picking on the most vulnerable child in that group. It's sick. And I hope their parents are so fucking proud of them.
The answer, though, is not to go and give these young fellas a hiding. The answer,
I couldn't give up. I would do jail. I do not care. I would do jail. I would go down.
But that's just that's being just as bad as these little bastards. That's all you're doing. You're being just as bad.
Yeah, but the little bastards, no. The little bastards obviously have no, don't know anything else. The little bastards are getting away with it for too long. Oh, I'll bully this child. I'll say, of course, that's why you're probably not the only child they're bullying either. They know nothing else. I don't care. That isn't my. That was my child. I'm with the dad on this. I would do it.
Sorry, Adrian, for people just hopping in who... hopping on, can you just read the line about what actually happened to this kid, because people are saying what's going on, for people who've just to explain again the severity of this.
Okay, so this is a football club. They found out that their son with autism was being bullied. They went to the club, they reported it to the club earlier on in the year or just before Christmas, but since then they found out the other night that kids in the team hid his bag with his phone, anti-anxiety medication and intake in it, and wouldn't tell him where it was unless he sang a song for them. They hid his glasses and his shoes. We were told recently on another occasion they pulled down his shorts and boxers in front of the whole team and kept chanting the words baby dick at him. The sad thing is our son didn't even really realise the malice behind it, and we were told he seemed a bit confused by it. I mean, it's just...
It's sick. Horrendous. He's already reported to the club. They've already reported to the club, and the club obviously haven't done anything. What, pulled the lads aside and said, don't do it anymore? And obviously not one of them listened. Like, no, I'm sorry. If that was my child, and as you said, like, he obviously didn't understand the severity of it. He doesn't understand what's going on with them. I'm sorry. They're not kids. They're 16, 17. I would go down there. I don't care. There'd be no stopping. I'm sure my partner would be down there too.
I know, but this Rambo behaviour isn't the answer. That's not how to deal with it. Because ultimately, Lorraine, if he did, let's imagine this dad goes down and he gives the young fellas a clatter. He's the one. Hang on. Just listen to me for a second. He's the one... that will get into trouble. He's the one whose son could be thrown out of the club because of the behaviour of his father.
He should.
That's what's going to happen.
Break all of their kneecaps.
And what's the alternative, Adrian? Yeah, what's send them back to football again. And have
No. The alternative
is pulling down the child's pants and chanting. And chanting.
Hang on. The alternative is to go back to the club and threaten legal action unless they sort this out. Unless they get rid of those.
What about revenge for doing that to your kid?
Sorry?
What about revenge for doing that to your kid?
An autistic child.
Casey, you're not the IRA, for God's sake. Kneecapping people.
I'm sorry, but you do that to my kid, you face what's coming for you.
Yeah, you get chucked out of the foot.
His trousers, it's sexual assault.
Hang on, you get thrown out of the football club. That's the sanction. Not be beaten up by Mammy and Daddy and Rambo.
Oh, what about these little scumbags then, Adrian? Are they going to get kicked out of the club?
That's who I'm talking about getting kicked out of the club.
They'll probably get a slap on the wrist.
Their mom and dad probably fund and do work with clubs and everything.
If I was a football club and I got an email like we got today, I would take action. I would immediately take action.
But this has been highlighted before. Well,
it's time to take
the law into their own hands.
They have the club before, and obviously the club haven't given it.
Okay, before Christmas, hang on for one second. Before Christmas, we found out that he was being picked on during matches, training, and even more so behind the scenes in the changing rooms before and after. We contacted the coach and the club manager at the time to tell them that it has to stop. So,
and obviously nobody gives a shit. Nobody's done anything. This has happened to him. They took his bag, his anxiety medication, his inhaler.
What would happen if the child started having
an asthma attack?
Like, that's so dangerous.
Lads, firstly...
It's so sinister.
Hang on, firstly, I'm not in any way, but I'm not in any way playing down the significance of what has happened to him. I am saying you go back to the club, you report it to the club again, and you threaten legal action unless it's dealt with.
It's the schools.
These are kids.
These are kids.
Yeah.
They're not 8 year olds. They're 16. If they're big enough, listen, Adrian, they pull down his pants. And what do they call him? Did you say?
And start calling them
baby.
It doesn't matter what they call
him. No, it does matter. It does matter because it's real.
I have kids. I have a 12-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a four-year-old. And I'm telling you, I'd kill them if they bullied anybody.
Stay there for a second, Lorraine. Let me bring in some more calls on this. And who am I going to? I'm going to Eddie. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eddie? Good, thanks, Eddie. What do you make of this story?
It's absolutely despicable. As somebody who has coached kids at football for years and who also has nephews and nieces who are on the spectrum, on the football teams, it's a life. They love it. And I would hate to see them bullied. The first thing I'll say is, as John did reiterate, those coaches are asleep at the wheel. There's nothing that goes on in a football club without the fucking coach knowing. You're the eyes and ears. You see everything. So the fact that that's going on in the fourth place is an awful tragedy. Second thing, the two girls are going on like fucking Dirty Harry. You don't go and hit a minor.
It
doesn't matter that they're 16. You're now becoming the bully. Exactly what they're doing. Right? Let me finish. Now, once you hit that kid, right, you're going to get arrested, right? You're going to have a criminal record. When you go for another job, you're not going to pass guard of
this. This is exactly,
all because you took the law into your own hands.
Eddie, you're underestimating the power of an angry parent. I'm sorry. For any parent will know. And Eddie, I'm not being patronising here. Do you have kids?
No.
What's that got to do with anything?
Because any parent will know you fuck with my kids and Mama Bear is going to get you.
No. Do you know what you do? Do you know what you do? You go straight to that fucking parent and you say, the next time your kid goes near mine, I'm going to fucking murder you. And you fucking put it up to that parent.
The damage that's already been done. They pulled down the child.
It's already been done.
Okay.
So you go to that. You don't hit the fucking child. You go to the parent. And you turn around and say, see you, you little cunt, raise your kid well. The next time your kid even looks at my kid wrong, okay, I'm going to come around here and I'm going to fucking murder you. And you let adults and adults fight. You do not raise your hand to a fucking child.
I'm sorry. No, this isn't a 7 or an 8 year old. This is a 16, 17.
He's still a child.
Tell the courts. So he's not a child. And see what they say to you.
What they did to that.
It's fucking horrendous.
Nobody's arguing that.
It's horrendous.
Yes.
Katie, nobody is arguing the point about the horrendous nature of what happened to this
child. Now you're lowering yourself to the same fucking mediocrity as that bully. Don't get caught.
That's very ridiculous, Katie. Seriously. You're being ridiculous.
You have a job, you're paying a mortgage, and now all of a sudden...
This isn't a case...
Katie,
no.
We all agree that it's fucking horrendous what happened to that child. But by you putting your hands on him, you're risking your livelihood, your job, a criminal record, you're paying a mortgage. But you stop, you don't get caught. Kid comes home black and blue, you're getting caught.
No.
It's easy for the police to go, hold on.
Hang on. There's 16-year-olds out there who are fighting wars. No, at 16 and 17...
You're still a minor.
Let me finish my point.
You're still a child.
It doesn't matter if what they're doing is against the law. What they're doing is sexually assaulting that poor vulnerable child who can't stick up for himself and at the same time has no idea what's even happening to him.
So you're lowering yourself to the bully level. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Okay. If you do that, you're going to get the repercussions. Absolutely. And I guarantee you'll fucking regret it.
And Katie, I want to imagine that you're in that situation and you or your husband go and clatter these young fellas, get caught, end up in court, as Eddie correctly says, you lose your job, he loses his job, you've no income.
Assault, what they did to him.
And we have a judicial system to deal with that.
So,
deal with it the right way.
We know how that goes. We know how that
deal
goes.
Deal with it the
if
right
really,
way.
If you really want to be slow with it, fucking get some nephews that are about 17 or 18 or lads, you know, to fucking sort them out. You don't do it.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it purely because it's not in me to do it. But if I were the mother in this situation, my husband wanted to teach them a lesson and that was in him to physically be violent, I would absolutely say, well, if that's what you feel you need to do, you go and do it. Just make sure you don't get caught. If someone did that to my kid, I would 100% support them getting a hiding. 100%. They're big enough and smart enough to know what they were doing. And it's, you know what? It's not even, that's not even bullying. That is another level.
I agree with you, Katie. And so did you can't listen to that story and not agree with you with what you're saying. It's the way you believe that it should be dealt with is where I have the issue. You can't go around just beating people up.
I have a nephew who's on the spectrum and football. He loves his football. It's his release for him, right? If he was getting bullied and he told me, I'd go, right, show me the lads. I'd go fucking straight up to the parents and I'd explain the situation really calmly and say, if any one of them look at him fucking wrongly, I'm coming around for you.
Okay,
and
I don't
the fear
mean
of fucking
be,
God
I
into
don't
the parents.
To be patronising, Eddie, and I really don't. But
no, you are going to be patronising, but you don't have kids.
Eddie.
It's like saying I can't talk about traffic because I don't fucking drive. It's a silly fucking analogy.
It is, I agree. I don't have young kids either, Katie. I did have young kids at one stage, but this is not the way to deal with it. Going around clattering young fellas.
You're not letting me speak.
I am letting you speak.
You're not letting me speak.
You haven't shut up.
You're talking over me every time I try and make a point. The point of the matter is that these people are not 7 and 8 year olds. These are 16, 17, probably nearly 18 year olds.
Okay, but in the eyes of the law, they're still children.
But what I was saying to Eddie is, Eddie, you've obviously, have you ever heard the stories of parents who go to the schools, who go to the parents? I'm sorry, how many children in this country? I could name 5 off the top of my head. One of the most serious cases, that poor girl, Nicole Fox, Coco Fox, her mother went to schools. Her mother went to parents. Do you know where that girl is now? Do you know where she is? She's dead. And I hate to be so abrupt about it, but that girl is dead.
So because of one fucking scenario, you go and take the law into your own hands.
Google it. How many kids in this country have taken their own lives because of shit like this?
And the answer then, so the answer to this is to go around giving young people a hiding. No, you're being ridiculous. You're being absolutely ridiculous.
They took the proper route. They went to the coach. They went to the, sorry, I nearly named the club there. They then went to the manager. They took the proper routes.
Mm-hmm.
The point is nothing was done. If nothing has been done, you've done your job. If anyone says anything to you, I'm sorry. Any parent knows.
And do you think a judge would say it that way if you end up in court?
Any parent knows that you fuck with my child, or any parent who has a child will know the feeling, fuck with my child and I'll kill you.
I want to bring in some more opinions on this. Our number, if you want to send us a WhatsApp voice note, is 085 825 2626.
There's only one way to deal with this, and this is the only way it's going to be done. Get somebody to knock fuck out of him. Get somebody to go for the ringleader or knock fuck out of them all. That's the only way to deal. Forget about the guards, forget about the parents. Get somebody to knock fuck, give them a couple of thumps and it won't happen again. That's all you do. Cheers, lad.
This is Keith.
I don't know about you, lads, but like, that's sexual assault. You know, pulling somebody's fucking trousers down, that's why it's called the private area. Like, that's sexual assault. If the manager don't fuck all about it, yes, I'd go to the parents' door. But unfortunately, because he's a minor, you can't put your hands on him. You can't hit him. In other words, if nothing is done about it, the little scrote will think he got away with it. And God knows what he'll do in the future. This is where it needs to be nipped in the bud now. Go to his parents, because I'll be 1,000,000% positive that his parents will deal with him appropriately over it. But don't blame his parents for the way he went fucking on. First of all, go have a word with them. But the manager of the football team, get that fool out of there, because obviously he's not keeping the lads in check.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Linda, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Linda.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Linda, you're fuming with what you were hearing from Eddie a minute ago.
Yeah, because it's like this textbook parenting. You know the way, when you have a connection with a child, especially your own child, I would kill for my children and I'd put my hands up and I'd say that to anybody. Arrest me. I'll do time for them. Not a problem. They are my children. I am their protector. Okay, now them parents went to the coaches, they went to the parents and nothing's been done, I would personally grab that young fella and I would knock the fucking bollocks out of him and I'd warn him that if he looked at me son again, it won't, the next time I leave him in a fucking wheelchair, and let's see who's been laughed at then. And it doesn't matter, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but autistic or not, no child should be treated like that.
Okay, Eddie, again, she was disgusted with you saying those things, that you should not act like Rambo.
Now she can be arrested and she can be locked up and she's doing her kid more damage because the kid doesn't have a parent. What does that kid?
Sorry?
Now you get locked up and the kid doesn't have a parent now because you're in the fucking slammer for being fucking John Rambo. No, you're doing the kid more damage. You don't care about your kid.
He won't. No, I do. He'd be looked after by his father. What I'm saying is, I guarantee you them young people would never even look in his direction again. And when you have feelings for a child and they come from you and you own them, everything you do is for them. So would I do time for my kids? 100% I would. 100%. Because if I don't do it and I don't protect them, I am not doing my job as a parent.
Look, you are doing your job as a parent. It's not your fault that something else or your control has bullied your child.
But it's not in your control.
It's not. If you send your child to a football and he's under the control of the coach for an hour and a half and something happens, that's not on you. You're not there.
The reaction about it is on you.
And if you react or try to be fucking Dirty Harry, you will pay the consequences.
But the coach is not doing anything about it, so who's meant to do something about it? Tell me who's meant to control the situation.
If you do something, but you don't attack the child.
What do I do? Tell me what to do.
You go to the fucking parent and you say, if your kid looks at mine, I'm letting the fucking parent. And if you don't want to do that...
Well, hang on, you're not going to get done for assaulting your wife. I'd rather fucking assault an adult than hit a child, right?
Eddie, let me ask you...
Pay a fucking 18-year-old 100 euro and say,
what do you say then to...
An 18-year-old is still an adult, you gobshite. He'd still get locked up.
But hang on.
But you won't... Oh, Jesus,
a lot of people commenting on our Facebook as we're doing this live saying that man is an absolute wimp of a man.
A wimp of a man?
Yep.
I tell you what's a wimp of a man. A fucking grown man hitting a fucking kid. That's a wimp of a man.
Hitting a kid, a poor innocent child who pulled down another child with autism's pants and chanted about his penis to the room. I'm sorry, yeah, that poor child. Let's not harm the poor child. Honestly, Eddie. Honestly.
You don't.
I've heard it all.
Okay.
Shocking.
Katie, say your kid done something to another fucking kid and an adult come along and lettered your kid. Would you be fucking happy?
Well, hang on, Eddie.
Hold on, Katie, your question.
I'm going to answer it, because if you've already gone to the football coach, you've already gone to the parents, nothing has been done, then you take control, is what I said. I never said, like, if no one is doing anything about it, then you take control yourself. You don't just let it go.
Control.
The parents say, fuck off. Hold on.
And if that does happen, you're fucking on the sly, say to a fucking 18-year-old, here, there's 100 quid, go and let it bollock to him.
He's my son. I'm not going to pay someone to hit someone. I'll do my own dirty work for my own children.
And the point Eddie is making is, and this is what I want to ask you, Linda, do you think it is worth it? Do you think it is worth the risk that you would be leaving your child possibly without a mother and ending up in prison?
Right, how long are you going to get realistically? And if nobody else is going to protect your child, who? Tell me who else is going to do it. So yes is the answer, because you're going to get no more than two months. And who else, if you don't do it, who? Tell me who's going to do it. Tell me who's going to solve the problem. Tell me. Because none of you have an answer. You're all saying, well, you can't. So if you can't, tell me who.
I would be going back to the club and I would be telling the club that they need to get rid of these kids. They need to throw them out of the club and deal with it that way. And then maybe take a prosecution against these kids, these young fellas.
Eddie, you are being a wimp.
I'm being a wimp. Yeah. Right, Katie. If your kid bullied someone, and I lettered your kid, would you come up to me and go, nice one?
If my kid did what that kid did, I would absolutely understand.
And if I battered him black and blue, you'd go, that's okay. Now there you go, the fucking silence is deafening.
Sorry, Eddie, I was actually just looking at the phones. Amanda just passed some calls over to me here because the phones are literally hopping. Mostly people... actually a strong divide between agreeing with you, which I am shocked at. I didn't know there was so many wimpy people out there, and some people saying, you know, fuck with my kid and that's what I'll do. But I do believe, Eddie, and again I'm going to say it, I believe that it's because you don't
If I batter your kid black and blue, you're not going to be happy, irrespective of what he done. Mm. You're not going to turn around to me and go, he deserved it. You're going to go and get me fucking arrested.
Nope.
The fact of the matter is, Katie, you cannot go around beating up kids. That's the fact of it.
Don't care.
Stay there for a second, Eddie. I want to go
to...
Stop it. Here we...
I'm not joking.
You're being pathetic now. You're being ridiculous.
Vigilante. Send a vigilante out to the little shits. That will teach them. No, I'm sorry. And I'm going to say it again, Eddie. And for anybody listening who say no and doesn't have kids, you cannot possibly understand. And I was the same myself before I had kids. I'd have probably said the same. But you can't understand until you hold your own
baby. I have children, Katie, and I still don't think this is the answer.
Adrian, just shut your argument down, Katie, in two seconds. Adrian, you're always non-confrontational anyway. Everything with you is anything but confrontation. And sometimes in life, you need confrontation. Sometimes you need to stick it down and cause a scene at the football club. I'm sorry, but stay there.
Hang on, I want to go to...
You don't know what it's like to hold your child crying because another child has upset them.
So nobody has a right to an opinion on this if they don't have children.
You have an opinion, but at the same time, he's saying you don't...
You're being ridiculous.
You can't understand the emotion, side of it. And I've never even had anything to say.
Take a breather. Jer wants to get in on this.
Oh my God, that is so sad. If it was me and my child, you'd have to tie me up for weeks on end to keep me away from going down to that club. That club's doing nothing. Go to the coach. If the coach does nothing, I'm going banging on their parents' doors and it'll be squared out. It'll be squared out there and then. There's no way anybody would do that to my child and get away with it. Absolutely not happening. But I wouldn't touch the kids. Obviously not. That's just stupid.
Kat, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kat?
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Kat.
Good, good.
What's your reaction to this story, firstly?
I'm fuming. I have an autistic child now. He's a lot younger than that boy is. And I have other children also who aren't autistic. And I can tell you, even as a parent of both, it's still different. The feelings of it are different. How vulnerable my young child is, that I have the amount of trust you need to put in people to look after them, for that trust to be broken by that club, because that's who the first people I'd be going after. I'd be going after them.
And this is the point that I was trying to make a while ago, Kat. I don't believe going down to the club, squaring up to these young fellas, giving them a couple of digs is the answer. I really don't.
Well, I would be doing both, and I'm not going to lie. I'd be suing them for not looking after my child. Then I'd be going to the parents of them young fellas. Like, what kind of people are fucking raring these young fellas that they think it's okay to do that? Like,
nobody would think it's okay.
With their children, if I paraded them around the pitch and pulled their pants
down. Nobody in their right mind would think that that's okay. Not even the parents of these young fellas. But what I'm trying to say is, and this is the argument that Eddie's been making, two wrongs don't make a right, basically. It doesn't pay. Adrian, hold on a second.
You know as well as I do in this country, the judicial system is broken. So the likelihood of anything happening to them kids if you go to the police or you bring them to court, the likelihood of anything happening to them apart from a fucking rap on the knuckles, that's all they're going to get. You know that as well. You're not stupid. Adrian.
I'm not stupid. But the likelihood of something happening to this father if he gets caught giving a hiding to these young fellas is much more. He's much more likely to end up in trouble.
That's just the risk you take, and that's the risk I'd be taking, because in another 2 years, them people are going to be adults. And what kind of people, what kind of adults are they going to be if that's the kind of teenagers they are? Like, that's not bullying. That's fucking far worse than bullying.
I sound like a broken record. When I got that email this morning, I nearly started crying myself. Okay, what we're hearing?
You want to give them a hiding or teach them a lesson?
No, I want something done about them. Oh. I want something done about
Tell
them.
Tell their mammies.
Yeah, but what's going to be done?
They're so well reared in the first place.
Nothing will be done. No. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Sorry, did you say, Kat, was it yourself who said you have a child? Did Kat say she has a child with additional needs?
I do, yeah.
So what's that like? Because I only know, my kids are young. I only know from what I kind of hear other people with older kids saying about, like, you know, bullying and how, because my kids are only 4 and 5. So for you to hear as a parent of a child with additional needs, a child who is more vulnerable, what's that like for you to hear?
It's actually heartbreaking. My blood is boiling. Like, I can't even let my son out into the garden by himself. That's how vulnerable he is.
Oh,
I'm with him constantly, 24/7.
How old is your son?
He's only seven now. But like that, going forward, I will be the same. Unless like that a family member is with him. Like even sending my child to school, my child is nonverbal. He can't tell me how his day is gone. If anybody's hit him, do you know? So the level of trust needed to put into strangers, that's why I'm every day I hand them out to go to school, I'm putting my trust in strangers to look after them.
So let me ask you then, Cass. This lady, L, I've no doubt is listening to this podcast because it was her that asked us to discuss it. What would you say to her? Her husband wants to go down and basically deal with this himself. What would you say to her to say to her husband?
I'd be standing beside him. It'd actually probably be my husband holding me back.
I'm not
going to lie, that would probably be the way it is in this house. It'd be my husband holding me back.
Okay, do me a favour, stay on the line there for 1 second, Kat, if you can. I want to bring in some more opinions, and an awful lot coming in, I have to tell you. This is Tracy.
As a mother myself with a daughter, she's 9, with severe autism, my heart would tell me, go find these little bastards and kick the fucking living daylights out of them. But my head be telling me, I can't do that. I just can't do that. Because if I get arrested, if I get charged, if I go to prison, my daughter has no one, because all she has is me and she needs me. But it's absolutely disgusting. Like, I can't even come on and talk about this because I'm just so angry. I'll probably just end up crying. Like, this is just horrible. Like, these children are so vulnerable. And to hear that this is being done to that child, and he doesn't even realise what happened to him because he just thinks it's normal. Because the world, they just see the world so different than we do. And the top priority with them is them, they're so vulnerable. So the first thing I would do when I calm the fuck down is confront the club and tell them they have to know that this is going on. They just have to know this can't be going unseen. I would want all the parents of them little fuckers of children to come in, and I'd want the parents to educate them little bastards on disability, on special needs. The child has anxiety and they're hiding his medication. Like, these kids need to be fucking educated. I can't believe in this day and age that there are children going around bullying. It's fucking disgraceful.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Susan, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Susan. What did you want to say on this?
I have to agree with you, Adrian, as regards running down and beating the head off somebody. It isn't going to solve anything. I know the lady said that she had contacted the club. Now, I know from personal experience with my own son that verbal discussions about what goes on don't get very far. But when you start sending emails and demand a response then from your email, that things do start to move.
And this was the point that I was making earlier on. Yes, this is the point that I was making earlier on. If this lady, L, is able to construct an email like she sent to us, then she can easily send a threatening email to the club warning them of legal action if something's not done.
Her husband is naturally furious.
Yes, of course he is.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
And so is she. But and I was in the same position.
She's been to the manager.
I was absolutely furious too.
You were in the same position.
I was in a position similar to that. And I could have ripped the head off the kid that was making my son's life a misery.
Why didn't
But I knew that wasn't going to get me anywhere. And I spoke to an individual involved and I said, you know, keep an eye, what has happened, et cetera, and nothing changed. But when I put pen to paper, I can tell you one thing, things did change. Because when I didn't get a response after the email I sent on Monday morning, I was back on to them again on Tuesday morning. And I was back on again on Wednesday morning until I was called down to have a discussion about it. But there was absolutely no way I was going to let it go. And I think in this case...
And Susan, fair play, right? And you dealt with things the right way the first time, but these people have done it that way. They have gone through them.
Have they written to...
No, they haven't. No, they haven't. They went down to the... Well, we only know what we know from her email. Hang on.
It's been flagged.
They found out about him being picked on before Christmas.
I'm sorry, no, it's been
flagged. We went to the coach and to the club manager at the time and told them it had to stop. That wasn't a threat of legal action. imagine an email constructed like this one that she sent to us.
She shouldn't have to send an email. The point is, it's going past that now. It's not sexual assault, Susan. No. It's sexual assault.
Katie. Well, then call the guards. Okay, but then call the guards if that's how strongly you feel about it.
Get a balaclava with a baseball bat.
Sorry, go on.
Casey, can I just say, I did the verbal thing first, and I got nowhere. And that's when I said, right, I'll put it in an email, see it doesn't make a difference. And it bloody did make a difference, because there you have a paper trail. I outlined everything that was happening. I outlined when I had contacted them verbally and who I had spoken to, and that nothing had changed. And I wanted a response. I didn't have a response by the next day, so I wrote again. And I wrote again on the Wednesday, and I got a phone call then on the Wednesday. Now, this is going back a few years. But you have to, in order, you know, it's grand to say you go down to the club and you talk to somebody. People just start to say, oh, yeah, maybe they'll go away now. If you get about it, it'll be grand. But once there is a paper trail there, that in itself is enough to scare the club. And I would be demanding to see the coach. Mm-hmm. I would be demanding to see whoever is over the coaches. And I would be demanding that the team would be brought together, and that it would be highlighted to those players that this behaviour will not be accepted, and that they can go to another club if they have an issue with it. But I certainly wouldn't be saying to anybody to go down and assault anybody or whatever, because I know immediately my reaction would be to rip someone's head off, because that's what I thought with my son initially.
Okay, and you see, your gut feeling as a parent was exactly the gut feeling of Elle's husband, is to go down and rip the head off them.
Yeah. But any parent is going to think like that. You touch my kid or you make my child's life miserable, I'm going to rip your head off.
But
through emails.
You have to think about it, though.
Through emails, yeah, I'm going to rip your head off.
No,
you know what I mean? You have to be realistic.
It's a gut reaction. It is a gut reaction.
I'm sorry, humans have gut reactions.
It is a gut reaction.
Doesn't matter.
You know, it is a gut reaction. And, you know, we all feel the same. Absolutely all feel the same. But in order to get something actually done and things to be changed so that it can't go on again, you have to put it on in writing. And to such a point that they are going to be afraid of that, because if you decide you're going to take legal action, you have informed the club in writing, you've told them verbally, you've done everything. So they are liable. Simple as that.
Okay, stay with me for a moment. So even though you wanted to rip the heads off these kids,
you
knew that wasn't going to get you anywhere. And as a matter of interest, going the way you did, sending emails, doing all of that, was it eventually dealt with?
Oh, damn right it was.
Right, okay. That's good to hear.
Because I wasn't letting go.
Very good. Okay, well, stay there for a second. I want to go to Joseph. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Joseph?
Adrian, how are you? I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Now, Joseph.
I've just got to, first of all, say that the story you guys are covering, it is horrific, to say the least. However, a lot of the parents mentioning the fact that they would physically assault a child on the back of their own child getting hurt is abhorrent, to say the least.
Absolutely.
They are fucking disgraced. Only a scumbag parent would do such a thing. I can't quite get over the amount of people you've had on saying I'd knock seven shady shies out of them. Children.
And by the way, these comments are still coming in. The amount of messages we've gotten in from parents. Hang on, Casey.
Scumbag parent, thank you.
But you want to go
no,
and
you are, you
I'm not a scumbag parent. I'm a parent. I'm not a scumbag parent. I'm
but
a parent.
You would assault a child, Katie.
Yeah. Well, no. I wouldn't assault a child. I would.
These are children.
I would give comeuppance to an animal who felt that it was okay to treat a vulnerable child or any child for that matter.
What is comeuppance,
Joseph? Sorry.
I mean, I'm sure there's a lie. What's
two broken kneecaps, actually.
Wow, that's.
Just listen to yourself, Casey. Will you?
Care.
My God, the quartermaster of the
Joseph,
IRA.
Do you have children?
I do have children. Now, what I will say is that it may be a controversial point. I was mercilessly bullied as a child.
No.
Right through secondary school. The one thing I wish I did was hit the back, because I think that might have made a difference. And with my child now, my son, who unfortunately...
Would you have liked if your dad came down and hit them back?
No. And my dad was a hard man, Adrian. And I would be reluctant to tell him anything, because I knew that he'd be that way inclined. But I avoided that for many years. But my dad would always say to me, if anyone ever hits you, you hit them back.
Okay, but
or
you
hit
didn't.
Them before you know. But I didn't. I didn't have it in me. I still don't have it in me. I'm not a fighter. I'm more lover than a fighter, to be honest.
Hang on, Joseph. Do you want me to ask him, what about somebody knowingly taking a bike that has a teenager who has additional needs, has their anti-anxiety medication and their inhaler in it, you know, their medicinal needs? What about that? That's still...
By all means, report it to the coach, to the school, wherever this is happening. People cannot take the law into their own hands.
Yes, they can.
No matter...
Not when it comes to children. I'm in despair.
Just listen to how irrational you are on this today. I understand how people are upset about what happened to this kid. It's absolutely outrageous. But going on like a member of the IRA back in the 70s, kneecapping people, is just ridiculous.
It's...
I can understand your passion, Katie. As a parent, I do understand where you're coming from, but actually doing it.
No, you don't, because you refer to people, with my opinion, as scumbag parents, Joseph.
Yeah, but Katie, there's saying this and there's doing this. Anyone that does that, anyone that physically assaults another child, in my opinion, and I'm sure a lot would agree, they are scumbags. If they go down the other routes, then that's fair enough. The point I'm trying to make is I'm trying to teach my son now is hit back, because
in this case, we're talking about a child with additional needs. I don't know whether this child is
didn't have the ability to.
I don't know if he's non-verbal. We don't know, except that he has autism. That's all we do know.
You're a wimp, okay, too, Joseph, to be fair.
Katie, you can call me what you like, but you're the one that's on air saying you'd assault a child.
I myself would not pick up a baseball bat, but if that happened to my child and it was my child, regardless of additional needs or not, I would definitely say, yeah, don't get caught.
And what if the bully was on the spectrum as well, and this was just their way?
Right,
that was the way they manifested their issues.
Hang on for a second.
There are many autistic children who are violent. What if was an autistic child who was the bully?
This is where I cannot speak to Joseph anymore. Do not try and claim that what this animal could have been because of autism. There are autistic children that are violent, but autistic children who are violent because they can't regulate their emotions. They're not even...
Well, I'm only asking you a question. How would you deal with an autistic bully? That's the point I'm making.
I'm more offended.
A child is a child at the end of the day.
All right, the fact of the matter is that we don't have any suggestion in any way
just hear what he said? He said a lot of autistic children can be violent. That was what he said. So are you trying to say that what this animal did... And by the way, this isn't just physical. There's a lot of thought went into... This is evil. Say this shit. This isn't going into a violent temper because you can't regulate your emotions.
Okay,
this
Joseph, let me ask you. What do you say to somebody who believes that you are victim-blaming that child?
Victim-blaming the assaulter?
The child has been assaulted. You're basically trying to come up with excuses for what happened.
I'm not making excuses for anyone. I'm just
trying
amazed.
To defend the bullies.
I'm on here, Katie, because parents of children and some that don't have children are coming on to say that they would be more than willing to assault a fucking child.
And that includes
and yet
you,
they
Katie.
Maintain that's not somebody.
And that includes
it
you.
Is.
But you're also trying to say, oh, what if the bully had this? What if there were issues with the bully? Screw the bully.
I merely asked
a question. Sexually assaulted and has tormented someone. Screw the bully.
I merely asked a question, Katie. I mean, where do you draw the line?
Victim blaming at its best. I'm actually disgusted by this show today. I'm delighted to see that so many people would, you know, have their kids' best interests at heart. The point is that...
I'm equally horrified that so many people on this show are condoning assaulting a child.
Andrew, you wouldn't get into
the worst person to go to war.
You'd run away. You're afraid of confrontation.
No, I don't like confrontation. You're right.
As a child, what happened to you?
I was bullied, and so was Joseph.
Thank you.
But I don't believe
that's not making light your situation.
No,
but it does prove
that an adult should attack a child.
I don't believe they should either. But sometimes your hands are tied. Sometimes you don't have a choice. And in this situation, they tried to deal with things the right way. They went with things the adults
once
matured.
They can do it again. They can do it in a more serious way.
Honestly, I think people on the back of this story, it's the red mist that a lot of the parents are hearing, and it's understandable. what you just said, Katie, you put your child's best interests at heart. Yeah. If that's the case, you wouldn't risk
going to prison or anything of the sort. Exactly.
I would go to prison.
They won't have their mammy.
I'd go, what, would you get a couple of months and have a criminal record? Yeah, okay, that's fine. There's other ways of making
well,
money.
Well, the criminal record means you won't be able to go on holidays, or you find it very difficult to
well,
with your
listen,
kids in
if
the
it keeps
future.
My child alive, it's a sacrifice I'm well willing to make. There's too many kids in this country, Joseph, dead because the bullies weren't stopped and because the bullying...
I understand that.
Okay, so Joseph...
Listen, I've lived it. Bullying is abhorrent. It's disgusting.
Okay,
I hate
Joseph,
it.
Your
I
message,
wish I could go back.
Your message then to this lady, Elle, who sent us the message in the first place, what does she do about this situation?
Go to the guards. Go to people in authority. Keep banging on doors. Get it discussed on shows like this. Yeah. I mean, having this conversation is a good fucking start. And
absolutely.
You guys are out there. I know you're not naming the club, and I know a lot of people wish you would, but I know you can't for legal reasons and things like that. But the fact that you're discussing it is a great start. It's going to get the conversation going. But by all means, go to the guards. The last thing any parent should do, and please, God, if your child is getting bullied, don't do this. Don't assault the child that is the instigator. Because that is the worst thing you could do. You'll end up getting locked up, having a criminal record, all of that. And you will fail your child, in my opinion.
Okay, stay there for a moment. I want to go to, and thanks very much indeed for your call, Joseph. Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
Hey, Adrian.
Well, Trevor, what do you make of this story and what do you think?
I think this is the first time I've ever rang in your show and I'm actually agreeing with both presenters for once.
Oh, okay. How does that work?
That's very interesting.
Yeah, because I'm going to give you two examples of what happened to my son. He was 15. He's very, very, very soft. He's a great kid, love him, Marie. But he's so soft, he wouldn't raise his hand to anybody. But anyway, he plays for a local team. I'm not going to name it, obviously. And on his team, he was actually being bullied by two of his team members and one from an older group. Now, when my wife rang me, I didn't work one day, she told me this. She came out with basically a bloody nose, and he told her it was going on for weeks. I had no idea about it. So I approached the club, told them everything. It went about two more weeks after that. Nothing happened again. Came out from training session. Again, bloody nose, black eye. So I says, right, okay, I'm going to fucking fix this. So I was raging like a bull. Like Katie said, I wanted to go around, see the lads, do all sorts of things. The horrible things that were going through my mind, I wanted to do to them little bastards. It took me hours to calm me down.
And I understand that anger. I really do.
Yeah.
So go on.
So what I did is I rang my brother and I rang my sister and I got four of my nephews and I went to their training session. And my son was sitting in the back of the car. He says, that's the two on my team, that's the two on the other team. And my nephews, I says, go and kick the shit out of the two of them now. So they went over, they bit the head off them, came back to the car, the parents picked them up, and I basically got pulled aside, what the hell, blah, 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 told them what was going on. I was told my son was going to have to be removed from the team. I told him, well, you go ahead and do that, and my son's going to be going to the papers. I'm going to reveal everything what's been going on to him in your change room. Your manager knows about it, the head of the club knows about it. And he says, if this goes out, I'm going to destroy your club. And you should have seen the panic on the face.
Okay.
Panic.
And that was exactly what I suggested is the answer to this. Or our caller, Kat, or Susan, I think it was, a while ago, when she had a similar issue, when she sent a threatening email to the club, it was nipped in the bud very quickly. There was no need.
Yeah, but Adrian, the only thing that stopped me from smashing them little bastards up myself is because I have nephews that are the same age as them. If I didn't have them, it would have been not as bad. I would have hop, skipped and jumped into prison with a big smile on my face saying, I done good by my child, right? Now, the second time my lad was being abused was in my estate. And when I approached the lad, he was actually 17. So my son is 15. Now, he's tall, but he's not strong around. The lad said to me, go fuck yourself. I'll do what I want. You can't touch me because you'll go to prison. I says, all right, fair enough. I says, you put your hand on him again. What I'm going to do, and I'm actually agreeing with Eddie earlier, which I shouldn't be because I think he is a wimp, like Katie said. I said, hopefully, the next time you put your hands on my son, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go around to your house because I know his dad. And I says, I'm going to do 10 times worse than your dad. What do you
okay,
mean?
Let me go back to focusing on the email from Elle. What should she say to her husband? How should they deal with what's happening to their child?
Well, like I said, Adrian, earlier, if they have kids his age, send them in. The husband, again, like I said, if he goes in, he is going to end up with a criminal record. But as I said, if I didn't have my nephews that were the same age, I wouldn't. My wife wouldn't have been able to stop me.
All right, good to talk to you as always, Trevor. Thanks very much indeed. Let me bring more of your opinions in on this. And by the way, this is one of the busiest topics we've had for a long time. Sean.
Afternoon, folks. How's it going? Yeah, I'd totally be I'd be feeling the same as the father here. I'd be wanting to fucking smash them up, you know. Absolute scumbags they are, and if you report it, absolutely nothing's going to come of it. I can see why Adrian is saying that he shouldn't do it, as Adrian talking about being bullied himself before in his past. I can see why Adrian's saying that, but you have to understand, Adrian, at times some violence needs to be dished out, you know, because reporting it isn't going to do anything. They'll probably still end up playing for the club, or they'll get to play for another club if they're kicked out. The only kind of good thing you could kind of take out of this is the young fella doesn't realise the severity of their actions. They deserve broken nose, broken jaw, whatever. And if they should get it, it's their own fault. Actions have consequences. Take it easy.
Grace, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Grace?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks, Grace. It was Trevor that bothered you, what he was saying. Joseph.
I agree with Katie. I think that you have to fight fire with fire. And the issue that I have around like football clubs, Gaelic clubs, even schools, they are sold to the highest donator. So if you go to their parents, if the club hasn't done anything about it, I can guarantee you that those parents are heavily involved in donating or helping that club out in some way. So you're going to get nowhere. You need to fight fire with fire. And if this was a conversation about 16, 17-year-olds picking on a 10-year-old, who, if that child is not mentally capable enough to understand the severity of what's going on, probably has the mind of a 10 or 11-year-old, this would be a very different conversation. It would be absolutely outrageous. And I'd be like, I'd go and kick the shit out of them because my child is 10. It would be a very different conversation. I think you have to fight fire with fire. And I would 100% be waiting for them after that football training.
To do what, exactly?
To give them a taste of their own medicine, what they're doing to another child.
So to hit them a dig, to hit them a wallop.
Absolutely. This is not a 16, 17-year-old picking on another 16 or 17-year-old who's capable enough to defend themselves. This is the same as a 16 or 17-year-old doing the exact same thing to a 10 or 11-year-old.
Okay, Joseph, let me go back to that. This is bullying on a different scale altogether. You're talking about a child with additional needs being picked on by able-bodied kids in a very nasty way. So this is completely different. That's why
they I understand that aspect. No, they're children. They are children at the end of the day. You cannot assault a child. I'm sorry. The circumstances are horrific, but they're children at the end of the day. No parent can do that. And then the other Regis on a couple of minutes ago talking about hit jobs, getting nieces and nephews involved. I can picture it now, like a scene in LA, jumping out of a car and knocking seven shades of shite out of people. That is horrific. That's gangland warfare.
And Grace, you know, like I said, I'm shocked. I understand the anger. I understand the passion. But I'm shocked by the amount of people saying that grown adults should go and clatter kids.
Here's the thing. It's your responsibility to raise your children. And it's also your responsibility to protect them. If you don't educate them to be nice to everybody, especially children with additional needs, that's your fault. So your child is going to get what's coming to them.
Wow. That's unreal. Seriously, are you hearing yourself?
If you don't educate your kids in the right way, that's on you.
And what sort of an education are you giving your child if you go and beat the shit out of another child to get yourself arrested?
Thank God I have never been in that predicament because I have told my child, you do not lift your hand, you do not pick on anybody.
You're saying the same thing, though. You're saying, do lift your hand, do give the children a clatter.
They deserve it, yeah.
I just don't get the difference. I really don't. All right. Thank you very much indeed, Grace. Thank you, Joseph, as well, for your call. Let me squeeze in just a couple more messages before we wrap this up. This is Mark.
Yes, everyone in their heart would want to give these kids a hiding, but if you use your brain, you risk going to jail, losing your job, losing your house, so you're no use to your child then. Also, that child will carry the guilt. that their home is gone and their parent is locked up because of something involving them.
All right, that's just about it from this latest Opinions Matter podcast from myself and Rambo.
I'm sorry, but like, yeah, you have kids and this whole thing, it's nearly animalistic. I don't know, maybe, I'm sure dads have it too, but obviously I can only speak for a mum what it's like. But they actually say that the part of your brain changes when you have kids and it's to protect them from danger. And since I had kids, like, I don't sleep the same. You sleep nearly with one ear open.
Okay, what's this got to do with condoning physical assault on teenagers?
It's instinctive. You'll do whatever you can. And this whole thing, mama bear, people joke about, oh, mama bear. Mama bear is real. You want to come near my kids? You want to see mama bear? I don't care. Like, I don't care. I'd do time for something like that. It's just so horrific. And at the end of the day, you know, we had this debate and I hope that the lady, I was nearly going to say her name, who contacted us, I don't know if she's actually gotten anything because it's been so divisive. I hope that whatever happens, that I hope her son is okay. I hope your little boy is okay. And that's really the most important thing. I hope that he gets.
And thanks for reaching out to us. And if you have something that you would like us to debate on the Opinions Matter podcast, you can send us a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626 or an email to allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. I'm Adrian. That's Katie. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. We will catch you on the next one.